Some wet and wild fun rocked up alongside rock on the river on Saturday. The So North It Hurts Wakeboard Festival occurred at Gillies Lake, while the Rock on the River events happened at Hollinger Park. Organizer Joni Bonney said it's a great chance to bring people into the city to enjoy both events. It's a great synergy to get some more people in the city and excited for the music festival and then those coming for the Wake Park Festival, too, he said. We want to get people to Timmins, and it's a great weekend to do it. This is the second year for the wakeboarding event, and the group offered a chance to try the sport out on the lake after the competition concluded. There's a learn-to-ride clinic and then having people here who do this recreationally, and we have a professional as well, said Bonnie. It's a little extra special. Related. Bret Michaels brings Party Gras to Timmins. The crowd in Hollinger Park for Rock on the River gathered early for cars, music, and treats. As day three of Rock on the River started, classic cars from the Gathered on the Grass and booths from Northern College, the Timmins BIA, Elite Geek, and other location businesses were there to greet them. Mike Levine with the East End Road Rebels Car Club said the group was happy to come back after the fun they had last year. It went really well, and people enjoyed it, so they asked us to come back again, he said. And every year, I'm sure we could fill the park with classic cars if we wanted to. We spend a lot of time and money on them, and now it's time to show them to other people and show them what we do. The free zone events for the music festival will be on until the gates open for the main ticketed area around 5 p.m.